When Kimberly-Clark announced it will shutter two factories in the Fox Valley, 600 people learned they'll likely be out of a job. Democratic lawmakers question why the state is giving an estimated $3 billion worth of incentives to Foxconn, but not to existing companies. Some Democrats want to create a fund aimed at protecting paper jobs. Walker says any state money must be tied to industries that will commit to specifics.
We're not going to just give out money unless we have some guarantees. That whether it be the papermaking industry or anybody else, that's going to lead to retaining and growing jobs in the state.
Democrats from northeastern Wisconsin plan to introduce a $60 million papermakers fund they say will help companies to be more competitive. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.